Gemara says, Olamana Asur Bahana Asa. The Mishnah explains the Gemara as follows. Pshita, obvious. Is there Hana? Something like the word Pshita, because Rabbi Yossi Aglilu. You don't pass like him. Lo Tzricha, Lashos, Rabbanah. From Rav Gidl, Amarav, Chibar, Amarav Yochan, and Mekadosh Mishay Shol, so the Malam, Afila Bechita, Kurdenaisa, and Koshin, the Kiddush. So here we understand very well the severity of the Yisr Hanah in the Shol, the Rabbana, that not only is it Asr, but it's so Asr, if a person will use this Chometz to marry a woman, Ein Koshin, the Kiddush. That means she's not married at all, not even the Chumrah, nothing. She wants to marry someone else, there's no problem. And the question becomes, how do you read the words? So we spent a lot of time on this. We're going to give a very brief summary. Let's take a look. I think the simplest place for us to look in one place is the Rosh and Siman Beis. Okay? This is a summary of the various opinions concerning how to navigate this Gemara. Okay? Pirush Rashi, this is the Rosh Siman Beis. Mitchila Zvav Shol Solomal. But the word Mishay Shol Solomal means to the beginning of the sixth hour. Doesn't mean that way elsewhere. Abdalam and Alf doesn't mean that. Rabbi Natan says it means Misov Vav Shol Solomal. Big difference. That's what it means elsewhere in Shas. So the question becomes that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about Shol Sirabara. Presumably from 12 o'clock, from high noon, it's the Raisa. So the Rabbi Natan explains that the Rush quotes in Siman Beis. Umash v'yachad shows the rice of the chiter kurdenaisa, that rhymes. You have some chometz nuksha, which is the rabbana, in a show the rice after 12 o'clock, which is chometz rabbana, chometz nuksha, etc. That's compared to what? That's compared to shows the rabbana and chometz the rice. That means real chometz in the sixth hour. That's the Rabbi Natan's interesting and fascinating comparison. Okay, the Rosh goes on and quotes, just giving a summation. So we have Rashi's trap. That's Mishay Shos here means from the, we'll call it 11 o'clock. Rabbi Natan says elsewhere in Shas it means 12 o'clock. So it's just a sort of a rough comparison. Chometz Gomer after 11 to Chometz Nukshe after 12. And the Baal Hita says it means, like Rabbi Natan, it means 12 o'clock. Go call the Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says that's going to be a major topic for today. We mentioned it yesterday. Chav Chesem Reis Min HaTorah Muta Bahano Ad HaLaila. It goes according to Rav Shimon. But nonetheless, it's an Isa Noah B'Dirabonon Ein Choshen L'Kiddush Ad Kanita, the third sheet. The Rosh comments, I never heard of an Isa Noah according to Rav Shimon. Who said it's true? As a matter of fact, the Reis said, it's not true. It's Muta Bahano until nightfall, called Rav Shimon. Okay, but the Ether disagrees. That's the third sheet. Find the Balamar, the fourth and most radical Shita. Afal P, the Rif quoted this Gemara. It's wrong. Why? Because Rav holds the Gav Yehuda. Chometz Mishay Shol Solomala is Issa de Araisa. We don't pass like him. We pass like Rav Shimon. I already told you yesterday. Many Rishonim pass like Rav Shimon. Fine. So he says he rejects it. We pass like it is Chol Shishin Likidush. That's the opinion of the Baal HaMor. So we have four different interpretations, just in a simple read. Now what about the following Shaila of Osai? What about a double Dirabonan? It's a quantum Rabbi Matam. It's Chometz Nukshe in the sixth hour. It's a double Dirabonan, right? Because Rabbi Matam compares two single Dirabonans. What if you have both combined? What will happen in that kind of a situation? What do you say? So according to the Rambam suggests, according to the Rabbi Matam, it's Choshen L'Kiddush. It's Choshen L'Kiddush. The Ramban goes for, so it's now already, it's not a new Shita, but it's an amplification of the second Shita. The Ramban goes further, if you want to call it a sixth Shita, and says that Chometz Gomer, even in the sixth hour, is Choshen L'Kiddush. You know why? People are going to make a mistake. They're going to say, oh, so even before Chatzos, no, they're not married. So then the sixth hour, the fifth hour, the fourth hour, it's all the same. They're not going to realize the nuance. They only know, you know, high noon. This they know. So that's what the Ramban is worried about. is worried about. And the Ran, we'll call it a seventh shita, says, yes, Rechosh and Chidush Tefiyah had a different reason. Adam Tov Isha Achas, more in the first parak. So if you're going to say that Mechadish in the sixth hour is Ein Chosh and Kiddushin, what's going to happen? It's going to really be the fifth hour. So the person is going to make a mistake. So that's why we have to say Chosh and Kiddushin. So the bottom line is we had a four fundamental pshatim in the Gemara, three additional extensions in the various. Okay, just a very brief idea. Once one of Shimon's Shita, so we understand very well, he's a machlokas right over here in the Gemara, we spoke about it already yesterday, is there an Isra Hana? So there are really a total of Reb Shimon, what's Reb Shimon's scoop on Erev Pesach, according to Reb Shimon? What gives according to him? How did Erev Pesach look at Reb Shimon's house? It's not you get your projector, you know, you put yourself under Reb Shimon's house, and Reb Shimon's sitting there. Remember, Reb Shimon's Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, if you don't realize that. Bar Yochai, you're sitting in his house in Erev Pesach. What's going on exactly over there? Probably say Zohar or something like that. But besides from that, what's going on? What's his take on Chometz in Erev Pesach in the afternoon? So according to the Baal HaMor, the most radical, he's sitting with a sandwich. He's eating as much pizza as he can. And the Chash Basa Gadol and Mizu. That's the famous Baal HaMor. Imagine Shimon eating pizza. I'm sorry, imagine exactly saying, learning Zohar and eating pizza at Erev Pesach in the afternoon. That's what the Baal HaMor is saying. That's what he said. And the Chashbosa Gadol and Mizu. He's trying to get in every pack and every single mitzvah that he possibly can. This is his take on Reb Shimon. We already pointed out yesterday that no one holds that way. We all agree Achil is Aser. What about Hanoah? We just saw in the Rosh. Hanoah is Mutter. So Reb Shimon is taking his Chametz and having Hanoah. Hanoah with it. Others say no, Hanoah is Aser Midrabbanan. And yet others say Hanoah is Aser Midaraisa. That's the Chiddush Yoran. So we have really, in effect, four different views of how Erev Pesach looked in his house in the afternoon. Okay. Having said this, Rabosai, we're ready to tackle what I would consider to be the main part of today's Shir, which is the last few lines of the Gemara on Chof Aleph of the base. And of course, these lines are going to lead us to a very wide-ranging discussion of Bir Chometz. The Gemara is as follows. The Gemara says, the last part of the sugya. Lo yasik bo tana v'kirayim. Pshita. Obvious. Can't have any hana, right? Lo tzricha le Rabbi Yehuda. Dome, in Bir Chometz hala b'sreifa. We saw it in the Mishnah as well. So, tadayk, tachamina hol v'am Rabbi Yehuda mitzvasa b'sreifa. Never know while you're burning it. Kamash malon. Tosis explains. Very, very important Tosis. Very important Tosis. Shund Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Chametz B'Sreifa. Therefore, the Afer is Mutter. We have a Gemara, a Mishnah in Temur, the Gemara in Temur, the last daf. Calling this Rafim Afer Mutter. Okay, so once it turns into ashes, it's certainly Mutter. Kosal Gadaitach. Body the kasar of leilas hanimine. What's going to be mutter when it turns into ashes? You might think it must have a meaning. It's mutter even while it is turning into ashes. In other words, not ashes yet. It's not being burned up. You might have thought it's mutter by now. Even then, kamash one that it's us. I hold the rabbanon. The mitzvah of the sreifa. Have you been on nigborim? It says in Tamura, nigborim afron aser. It's obvious according to the rabbanon. So while you're burning it, it's asik. Even after you burned it, it's asik. Why are you burning it? That's what Tosis is. Just an innocent little Tosis, a few lines of Gemara, and we'll see where this takes us. On both sides, if you remember the Mishnah says according to the different Gersos, Chachamim Omrim, Af Mefar Vezoro Leruach O Mataleya. That's our Gersos. They look on the side, Aos Aleph, and the new Gemaras, and the Rif, and the Rosh, don't have the word Af. And he tells you, look at this. Look at Magen Avraham. Reish Sim, a tough man. Hey, you ever look like this? Amazing Gemara. They tell you, look at all the good Gemara Makaris. Look at the Magen Avraham. What's the Magen Avraham? We spend a lot of time with this Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham is bothered. How in the world can the Rambam? Rambam has the Girsa, for you. Rambam says you can either throw the Chametz into the ocean, or you can burn it. How can you burn it? It's against the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says in the Masech, the Temura, the last staff, that had me. The one is not supposed to burn the nikbarim, hanikbarim lo yisarfu, for an obvious reason. If they yisarfu, what people are going to think that what? It's from the nisrafim, and the nisrafim is afram mutter. It's really from the nikbarim, is afram asa. So therefore, since chametz is going to have a nikbarim, he doesn't pass the gabiuda. But many of you shouldn't do pass the gabiuda because it's not mishnah t'vura. But he passed like the rabbanon, that you can throw it out any way you want. How you let to burn it? The better gear says it would be without the word af. You should not be allowed to burn it because it goes against the Gemara of Hanif Barab Lo Yisarful. That's the Magan Avram, which this Os Aleph in the Os Mahad Gemara tells you, look at the Magan Avram, what a great Maramaka he gave us. Terrific Maramaka. Fantastic. Comes Rabbi Akiva Eger. Because of the Chavivas of Rabbi Akiva Eger, we'll actually read his words. Again, this is in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Tov. Men, hey, the Magen Avraham asked the question that we just mentioned. Just read it to you one more time inside. Tov mem hey, sivkot on aleph. He doesn't understand. He says in Tzmur, daf lama dalat on the bar lo yisarfu. The gazrin and shama yavol lehonas biyafa. Tehem al aramba, who passes that the eifer is asur, and he still says you're allowed to burn it. Rebbeinu shel olam, how can it be? And maybe he means, says the Magen Avraham. That means lo yisrof linav bodin nisrofim lios nena biafra. Avlim rotzal the sarfo shlo yehonos biafra shari. Lo gazvin Hashem yehona biafra. Who says it? Rashi there says there's a gzeri can never burn the mikvar. Remember the Rambam is not responsible for Rashi. Rambam holds hanikvar lo yisarfu means lo yisarfu biyishtamish beifer. But if you will burn it and bury the eifer, it's okay. So the Maril says, burn it and bury the ashes. A new pshat, the Magen Avraham. Comes up a Kiva Eger and says as follows. I don't understand. Tosis in Tzmura, the last half, says, why is the Shrafim Afra Mutter? Nasim Mitzvoso! It's a concept which is found in Karbonis. Nasim Mitzvoso Eimolimbo. That's what Tosis quotes. Nu, we can make the following arguments as Rabbi Kiva Eger. Nikbar in the Alma. Well, the act of kavur is no mitzvah, it's just a chashash takala. Therefore, no mitzvah was done, and therefore the eifer would be prohibited. Fine. But chametz according to Rabbanan, the mitzvah hashvasa me'olam olam. Tashvises are, there is a mitzvah. And by pulverizing it and throwing it into the ocean, you'll mekayim hashvasa. Im kein, gamzeh mikri nasa mitzvaso. What's the difference between Sreva Rabbi Yehuda? On the bar on the rabbanon, umiyushiv the miyarambam. It's a kivege. Kivege says he thinks that if you bury it, it's fulfill the mitzvah. If you burn it, you also fulfill the mitzvah according to the shita of rabbanon, and therefore would be in fact permissible. So says Rabbi Kivege to answer the question, the very powerful question of the Magen Avraham against the Rambam. Fine, we had. On the page itself, the Gra says, even according to the Rabbanan, the Iker is Mesrefa. We had a problem of how he understood the Gemara. So I have no answer, I'm just mentioning that we had a problem. And the Chok Yaakov says, the Chok Yaakov is a very classical commentary on Hilchos Pesach, also was bothered by this question. He makes the following interesting answer. Mishum Churma Dechametz, Yosef Mishari Suri Hanoh, because it's Balyarol by Yimotzei. Therefore, it's better to be machmer and it's srefa. Once you burn it, there's never no easter is possible. If you bury it, you can unbury it. So it's better to be machmer in the much more serious issue of bayirah bayimatze, even though there's a potential mistake with respect to the eighth, which is a little bit far fetched. That's what he answers. An interesting, fascinating answer. Answer the second answer. You're supposed to burn it, Rabosai, early, right? We'll get to the details, but before the sixth hour, end of the sixth hour for sure. At that point in time, he says, the Efer is Mutter Bahano, like Chercho Kodem Zmano, so that's no problem. The only time it's us is when, Liachas Mano, Milsa Delo Shchicha. Only one we ever know in history to do was Rivo. He kept the Kazayas, left the Chatzal, no one else did that. Milsa Delo Shchicha, got the Rivo soon. So therefore, he gives two technical answers to this issue. And as a matter of fact, references made to the Rosh. We already referred earlier today to the Rosh in our Perek in Simon Beis. Now we'll make a reference to the end of Simon Gimel, where the Rosh says, Machlokas HaRishonim, how do we pass him? Like Rabbonah because of Halacha Karabim, or like a Behuda because of Stam Mishnah and Masechta Tumura. So the Rosh writes as follows. Therefore, he says, since it's an unresolved dispute, Roy Lahachmir Ulisorfo. It's worth being Machmir and being Sorif. Lahachmir Latzma. This Litzra Vatanik Borim Rashoy. What do you mean? It's against the Gemara. The Gemara says it's not. What are you talking about? It says Beferish not. The Gemara Furish Gemara in Tamura. So he says, no. What he means is to burn it and then to bury it, as the Magen Avraham said. Okay, so what the Magen Avraham said is what the Korban HaSanos has found here in the words of the Rosh. Ad Kan, yes.
When would the Afer become Osir? In the sixth hour or in the seventh?
That's a good question. It's an excellent. We'll come back to that as a matter of fact. But let's put it this way: after the seventh hour, it's certainly Osir, right? Before the sixth hour, it should certainly be mutter. The sixth hour itself would have to show us the Rabbanan. Presume it should also be also.
Right, so hope you have to assume that you're burning before the sixth
hour. Oh, very good. That's an excellent question. Probably is assuming people would burn it before the sixth hour. We do the lush of the Chok Yaakov. Kevin, the Kuli Alma Levan, Kidino, Kodem Sheish. Look back and see the tough line of Dalat Sivbeis. Now the question is, sure we do it that way. We do it that way because we have to do a second bittul. Right, that's a Shnan Kafa Tovim. But that's not Medina de Gemara. The question is, this answer going to be good Medina de Gemara? We'll see later on that maybe Kol Meshesh is even Medina de Gemara. Okay, you're making an excellent point. Okay, so on this serious matter, this is a very serious question. A very serious question. We have to analyze this whole issue. The Mepharshim talk about. The there were a number of other points on this very issue. What was it? Let's chazer on the issue. Kiveger asked the kash. Kiveger asked, what do you mean, Magen Avraham? The Efer is also. It's Nasa Mitzvasa. Nasa Mitzvasa. So the Efer should be Mutter. Why do you insist the Efer is also? Pointed Rabban and Wagam Rabbi Yehuda. So I want to introduce two new wrinkles in this. One of them is the Pre Yitzvah. Sefer Pre Yitzvah, Exhibit New Test. I brought the Sefer here. It doesn't want to look at it. Exhibit A. Pre Yitzvah. Exhibit New Test. He makes the following comment. Fascinating. Comment. The Rosh writes in Siman Dalet, we have a lot of Rosh today. We have Beis, we have Gimel, we have Dalet yesterday, we had Aleph. So the Rosh we see is a very significant of the Farish, the Rosh that we see, keeps seeing his holy words. So the Rosh in Siman Dalet makes the following comment. Shua says Tashbisu. The Rosh says, it's in our print, it's page Yud, line 4. V'yein tzarech lahashpiso min ha'olam ela mi beiso. Tashpiso sa'or, the pasuk says, all right? Mi ba teche. Mi ba teche. Okay. Obviously, this works according to the Rabbana. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he requires sreifa. Obviously, tashpiso means what? Tashpiso means min ha'olam. Right. This answers the question of the Shagas Aryeh. Shagas Aryeh asks, the Rosh has Tashbis Samir Batechem, what's Rabbi Yehuda talking about? The answer is, he never said it according to Rabbi Yehuda. I repeat, he never said it according to Rabbi Yehuda. That's what the Pre Yitzchak suggests. Well, this being the case, we understand the answer to Rabbi Kivega's question. Once it's true, that's fundamentally speaking, it's enough to be motzia mibesa. What does that mean? I take it from my house and put it out of my house. That's good enough. Rabosa! Anyone in his right mind think, when I take the chometz out of my house, can I eat it? Here I can't eat it, though. I'll put it on the street. Now you can eat the chametz. No one thinks that. Why not? Nasa mitzvasov. Tashvi stomim batechem. The answer is you may have fulfilled tashvi stomim batechem because you didn't change the object significantly. There's no way it's going to be mutter ba'achila ba'ana. Forget about it. Oh, says the priyutzah. If that's the case, according to again, passing like Rabbanan against Rabbi Yehuda, the batechem suffices. So if I decide to take the chametz out of my house, and then I'm going to take it and I'm going to subsequently bury it, burn it, whatever I'm going to do with it. Oh, zubikivega nasa mitzvah. So says the priyutzah, nothing doing. That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is ibatechem. Once it's out of the house, that's a mitzvah. Whatever you do later is what we call piling on. You're just throwing extra stuff on it. That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah's already done when it leaves your house. So therefore, since that's not matar bahano, that's obvious, as we said before, so therefore this next step cannot be matar bahano either. So he answers the question of Rabbi Akiva Eger, and the Rambam will go against the Rosh, against the Mechilta. That's a topic for in and of itself. That's how he answered Kiveg's kasha. Reb Chaim, who quotes Reb Kiveg in his pirush on the Rambam, makes the following comment. He says as follows: Chaim says, yes, it's true. According to Rabbanon, you have to get rid of it, and according to Rabbi, you have to burn it. So what's the difference? The major difference. This is classic of Chaim. The ultimate classic of Chaim is right over here. He says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's been in the Cheftza, Nasis Mitzvaso, and therefore it's okay. But according to Rabbanon, true, you have to get rid of the Chametz. It's only in the Gavra. Right? It's in the Gavra, there's no Nasis Mitzvaso. It's impossible to speak about any permissibility. That's what he says. Adkan, the words of Rav Chaim. Okay, so there are two different ways of answering why Rabbi Kivega may not be right. We'll see that this Rabbi Kivega has a contemporary who said something almost identical, and that is the Avnei Meluim. Avnei Meluim, you'll ask, is a chibur on Eben HaEzer. How can he talk about Mechiras, about Bir Chometz? The answer is very simple. In the back of the Avnei Meluim on Eben HaEzer, there is what they call Shelos Utshuvos Avnei Meluim. Have nothing to do with Eben Ezer at all. There are classic tshuvas, aren't a thousand of them, but they are altogether a total of, for the record, 20 something tshuvas, and in 27 tshuvas to be precise, and in Shut Avnei Meluim, Simon Yutes, he discusses this issue and comes up with a svara along the lines of his contemporary, Rabbi Akiva Eger. Rabbi Lum says that if you take the mefarer, when you're mefarer, said the Rabbi Lum, something amazing. He said, you know what? When you're mefarer, poka the Isarano. The Isarano ceases to exist. He has to cash, he toasts his cash of Arizara. You take that mefarer, Arizara, the ruach, throw it to the wind. No good! Because it'll turn into fertilizer. This kind of stuff's going to fertilize the land. You end up having hanoah from chametz. Gvalt! Hanoah from chametz! The tree grows better from your chametz. Gvalt! You know what he answers? It's okay. It's good to have hanoah from this chametz. Because this chametz, you were mefarer, you were nasis mitzvaso. That's what he answers. Quite remarkable. Why did Tos give a different answer? Shlok derech hanoah, Tos answer, Tos l'shitasa. But according to the Rabbanon, the Afer is aser, certainly the Pirurim are aser. But according to what he thinks, he said that it should be permissible. So is it really true? So here in footnote 91, in this beautiful new Avnei Meluim, of course the Minchas Baruch is, what? Are you kidding? Are you joking? You mean to say you're going to take crumbs and eat the crumbs? Wow, on Pesach, what? Hello, Nishtana Chametz Mikemo Shehoya, who poshet the called Piru Bifneyatmo, also Bachilav Anom and Atorah, Chatishir. put them all together, Chayav Kores. Chomesh on the Shtana Klal. You can't tell me that you're Nasa Mitzvot when you're making it into little crumbs. It's absurd. Only by Sref you can say there's no Easter anymore. But not by taking it into crumbs? You must be joking. This is the question. That's a very good question. It's a very good question. How do you get out of this question? This is a question that we call the Minchas Baruch. If I recall, I actually had it here in Shiva. We actually read from the... Am I correct? I think so. We read his Lashon in the Minchas Baruch. He tells you where it is. Simen Samach Zayin. I'm quite sure we actually had it here in the room. We read it. So, what are you going to do with all this? So, apparently, you have to answer, you know, bite the bullet and say, no, there's no Isra Hana. Maybe there's an Isra Achila, but there's no Isra Hana. Achila could be different, really. A Makshim, who knows what. There's no Isra Hana. Yeah. He says, how can it be? It is. There's no Isra Hana. This is what the Avnei Milut basically is saying. Never says Mutar B'Achila. Okay. Now, again, this is much what we said, a long, huge footnote, but this is the basics. There's a problem. We have a major problem, Rosa. A major problem. The problem is the Gemara. The Gemara. Very nice. The Gemara. What does the Gemara say? He wants in the corner of the Rabbanon. Afro is awesome. Where does the Gemara say that? The Gemara said that the Mishnah itself. You have a Gemara Tmura, just want to read it. I always like to read from the original sources. The last volume of the small Shas, volume Vav. Yes, it's a parish against the Gemara. What Gemara? It's written. The last Mishnah in the Sefer Tmura, Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. It says as follows. What are the Nisrafim? The Chometz with Pesach. Listed amongst the Nisrafim. Okay. Now, the Girsa that we have in our Mishnah, these Tosas had, Hanisrafin Afron Mutter, and the Gborim Afron Asim. Put two and two together. The Mishnah has Chometz with Pesach. And the Mishnah says, that the Gemara says that this time Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. It's black on white. And according to the Rabbanon, is Afron is Aser. Very nice, Avdi Malu with all those lumpness. Lumpness today till tomorrow. It's against the Gemara, against the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah, Mishnah and Gemara. Because the Gemara says that the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. And the Mishnah says that the Sraphim Afron Mutta, the Gemara and Afron Aser. You see, according to Rabbanon, the Afron is Aser. Black and white. How can I give you lumpness and Shemim Mutta? So we mentioned the Stipler pointed out that this text of Tosis, Hanisraf and Afram Mutta, and Gvar Afram Asa in the Mishnah itself, is not exactly this. If you look at output, it's just not there. He points out at the bottom, Tosis has its gears in the Mishnah. Okay? I am Rashak, on the Hagos at the bottom, who says in the original text, it's not there. That's the answer. It's not there. It's just not there. And the point of fact, if the phrase, the Gvar and Afram Asa, is not in the Mishnah, so we can say it does not go on everything which is found in the Mishnah. It goes maybe on other Nisrafim, other Nikbarim, which is just a move Takala, and it's not going on Chometz of Pesach. But the Mishnah. It's not in the Mishnah. It's a Gemara going on a different case. On a case of Takala, not on a case of Tashbisim. Adkan, all the way out, is to say that there's a different Girsa, which is not surprising. It's our Girsa, printed in Shas, Vilna Shas. We don't have it. You see a Tosis, you see a Mishnah, you don't pay attention, that's not in the Mishnah. The human mind plays tricks with you. But that's what the Kilosaka points out, and it's really based on the little Hagah on the bottom. It's not an hour, not an hour Shas. That's how we, otherwise it's going to be against the kids. It's totally impossible. Okay. So this, therefore, Abosai, is our opening. Starting the sugi over here with the din of the Efer, right? And whether you're allowed to do Sreifa according to the Rabbanon. Let's chazar again. The Magen Avraham thinks should the answer should be no. And then whoever says yes, it must be a Sreifa followed by an immediate Kvura. And you don't hold from the Gzeira that Rashi had on that Flamadal and the Sefer Tvura. Kivega thinks the answer should be yes. Should be okay. Why should it be okay? Because Nasa Mitzvasa. Chok Yaakov says yes, because you want to be Machmer in Bal Yerol Bayimotze. I the Kula. Well, it's unlikely for it to ever happen because most people get rid of it earlier, as you said, before the sixth hour, right? Before the sixth hour. Right? Again, it's either of those answers, because the Chumer Bal Yerol, or because Milsud Lo Shchicha. That's what the Chok Yaakov says, and he quotes a Rush and the Sima Gimel. We had a Korban Asalak, the Magen Avraham, then we had the Priyitzkov's own version. Why Rabbi Kivager is wrong. That Avdon Lum was like Rabbi Kivager, and as far as the Gemara is concerned, it presumably is a different gears. Okay, fine. So now, having said all this, let us turn our attention to the words Tashbisu Sa'or Mibotech. I think it's time, it's about time, huh? Tashbisu Sa'or Mibotech. What do the words mean? Tashbisu Sa'or Mibotech. So, Rashi taught us on Abdallah, it could be fulfilled with Bittul. Bittul itself is a fulfillment of Tashbis. Fractosis, what are you talking about? Bittul is in the morning, Tashbis is in the afternoon. What are you hacking? What's going on over here? So there's two fundamental ways to answer this question. Different ways. One is to say, as the Ramban said, and the Michas Chinuch said, according to Rashi, Tashbisu was fulfilled passively. You'll do the Bittul in the morning, and when Chatzos, ding, when the clock strikes 12, at that point in time, when you own no chametz, Tashbisu has been fulfilled. So writes the Ramban. Yemuvur o mevutul bi Chatzos. It's passive. Passive. This is the opinion of the Ramban and explaining Shitas Rashi, and so writes the Minchas Chinuch as well. Okay, this is how they understand Rashi. Is there an additional understanding of Rashi? Absolutely. The additional understanding of Rashi came from the Chasam Sofer and others. Who make the following remarkable, have a following remarkable interpretation. Goes like this. According to Shitas Rashi, the Gemara tells us you have this concept of Ach Chilek. The day is split in half. And what in fact is the din? The din is like this. The mitzvah exists in half the day, and Tashbis and the Iser exists the other half of the day. The Gemara's Lashon over here on Daf Heyam and Aleph, the Eima Mitzafra Achilek, four words. It's just four words. So what's the upshot of these four words? So Rashi explains Achilek, Ach and Raka Miyutin, Alma Miktas Hayom Mutter U Miktaso Osu. What mutter? What us? What are you talking about? So the answer is us means usr ba'achila. That's already the answer in the afternoon. And therefore, in the morning is mutter, and the afternoon is usr. And the Chasam Sofer says, and therefore Tashbisu is fulfilled actively the morning of Erev Pesach. I repeat. Tashbisu is fulfilled actively on the morning of Erev Pesach. That's what it says. A nupshat. Not passively, as the Ramban and Minchas Chinuch would have it, but actively. Right? Actively before Chatzos. That's all. This is how they explain Shitas Rashi. And this maybe Rias, we maybe prefer this pshat within Shitas Rashi. Okay? This is Shitas Rashi. Fine. More to be said, but what about Tosfos? What does Tosfos say, Tashbis? Tashbis was fulfilled to Tosfos? Of course. After 12 o'clock. That's Mani Surah. Great. So what does that mean on a simple level? After 12 o'clock, you take a Kazayas Chamash and you burn it. Frek the Minchas Chinuch. If that's the case, Chachamim will oker the mitzvah of Tashbisu, which is the Kumba say, Legamrin. No one's allowed to keep comments. So he said, oh, Sarv Mitzchila Sheish. So therefore, since it says that before, in the Sarv Mitzchila Sheish, so therefore, you can't knock out a mitzvah completely. That's a taz. Can't do it. Not allowed to do it. That's why you can't say, well, you don't blow shofar anymore because it's an Easter of playing an instrument on Yom. Can't do that. Says the Minchas Chinuch, because of this kasha, the answer must be that the only time you can't do it is what he called a mitzvah, chiyuvis. Chiyuvis. It's an absolute chiyuv. Then you can't uproot it completely. However, over here, it's only what we call a mitzvah, chiyuvis. Chiyuvis means if you have chametz, it's a chiyum to burn the chametz. You're not no chiyuv to actually buy chametz. It's a chiyuv gomer. Like tzitzis with avokados. There's no chiyuv gomer to buy a full corn of gomer. So in that kind of a case, the chacham have the right, if they so desire, based on halachic considerations, to completely uproot a mitzvah d'oraisa. And therefore, they did so. So says the Minchas Chinuch. He gives an impression, though, that you want, if you're looking for mitzvah points, it's a good idea to buy chametz and burn it. Okay, you have technical problems. When? On the level of d'oraisa, presumably you'd buy the chametz and then burn it after Chatzos. Is that what the Rivo did? Others say that this whole Minchas Chinuch is just coming from a wrong place. It's just not true. Lo hayu devarim me'olam. There's no such thing. What do you mean? There's no such thing. So if you look in the Tosfos HaRosh, what is his lashon? Again, we saw it on Avdal and the Beis, and I quote: Shem lahotziyo min habayis v'yom rishon yisrefenu. What does that mean? The mitzvah to burn chametz and the mitzvah to burn nosar. No one's going to say it's a mitzvah lechatchila to violate ososiru in order to be able to burn the nosar afterwards. It's ridiculous. So to according to the Rosh. So the Ma'arik says, as a double poshut, it's inconceivable to make someone go buy chametz in order to burn it. That's absurd. But the Minchas Chinuch thinks is true. And he has all his other nafkaminas with his kumba say shev altasim. And the Minchas Chinuch thinks it's absurd. All those other nafkaminas, who remembers the nafkaminas if it's kumba say shev altasim? You have three or four of them. One of them was if the guy pays 10 zehuvim, he grabs the mitzvah away from you. Women are women chayev, it's a zman gerama. And one is a mitzvah of Eric, I eat chametz. These kind of wacky, classical Minchas Chinuch es nafkaminas that he has, if it's passive or it's active. He thinks it's ridiculous. It's active or passive is a different matter, but certainly it's not, we're mevatel a mitzvah. In a pinch or in a bad situation, so get rid of it. But no one's going to say you should put yourself in that situation. No one's going to say you should hold on to no sir in order to burn it. So therefore the whole question disappears according to these mafarsh. Fine. So now that we've spoken about that Shvir Samir Batechem, I think it behooves us to discuss the question of Lav Hanitik Lasa, yes sir.
Just a clever thing. Across the ratios of what Rashi and Tosfos actually hold, it's possible to say that Rashi holds it's Kumbase or Shev Altase, and both of those hold. Those also hold.
The Minchas Chinuch assumes that according to Rashi it's Shev Altase, according to Tosfos it's Kumbase. Now we suggest the Chasam Sofs according to Rashi it's Kumbase, and according to the Minchas and according to Tosfos, those who claim it's really a shev. It's fundamentally, even according to Tosfos, it's fundamentally a shev al tassa. So that whole clear line of Minchas Chinuch has been whittled away by various later mafarsh. Correct. Well said. The Gemara is in Naftali Heyam and Aleph, Rabosai, according to our text, which is in parentheses, you note. It's Lav Anitik Lasev. What's the rule? Lava, nitzik lasei, is ein lokin olof. No, that's a rule. Lava, nitzik lasei, is ein lokin olof. There's no malchus. That's what the Gemara says over here on that tzadi heyam and alaf. The Rach says no. The Rach says the reason there's no malchus for Bayroa, for lav shein bo mais. But it's not nitzik lasei. That's the Ram also. Ram holds you can get malchus. Perk alaf halacha gimel. If you buy chametz, you get malchus. What happened to Lava Nitzik Lasei? It's not Lava Nitzik Lasei. Why not? So Rav Chaim has this famous piece. That's that same piece of Rav Chaim that we quoted a little bit earlier. So Rav Chaim says that whether it's a Nitzik Lasei or not should depend upon the Machlokos of Yehuda and the Rabbanah. The Mora was upon Rabbi Yehuda. The Chaznish, we don't see where he got it from. And that's Nitzik Lasei. And we pass like the Rabbanah. It's not Nitzik Lasei. It's just a kind of an iser aseh. So says Rav Chaim in that same piece, that famous piece that he has on in Hilchos Chametz u'Matzah. That's Rav Chaim's mahalach towards this issue. Now, the Minchas Chinuch has his teretz. That's the only time it's a say is if you have to do something with kum v'aseh. Right, that's the lashon of the Gemara in the Sechta. But over here, Abosai, the Rambam will hold, like Rashi, it's B'Shev Al Taseh. You can't call that a Nitzik Laseh, it's only a Shev Al Taseh. That's a Minchas Chinuch's approach to this. Problem's going to be with Rashi. Because Rashi himself says in Tzadeh Eman Aleph, Abosai, Lav a Nitzik Laseh. So says Rashi, on Sadihei, Omer Aleph, Lo Yeroh, Nire Tashvisul Olam, Hu Bamod Bashpes Koyim Osam Oed, that means presumably not Nitzik Laseh, but why is that so? It's only a Sheva Al Tasim. If, again, if you always come by say, then perhaps yes, but the Mechassim is going with the Mahalaf that it's only a Sheva Al Tasim. This question is again, tackled by the stipler. He asks this question. And he answers fundamentally, again, without going into all the details of his entire presentation, this is false. That it's like this. If there's a mitzvah, as I say, to burn it in one split second, now you give back a gzela in one split second, that is the moment of the glasse. If it's a perennial and constant obligation to fix something, then it would not be considered the glasse, either Gemara. So he says that there's a machlokus in the sechta maknas of tesvav called lav shekin moase. Is that considered the glasse for this purpose or not? Our Gemara, Tzadehei Amad Aleph, seems to go l'man the Omar, the lav shekidmo asay, kidmo asay, is ain't a loka. It brings it right from a tosis lo sotzi min abayis. I'll go into the details. And therefore, Bayroa is included in this category. So we're saying over here is the only reason why Rashi says that lav, it's amod bashpeis kol yamosa pesa, that's only the mandoma, lav shekidmo asay, is ain't loka no. Fine, that's what how the stipler answers this issue. Fine, that's what he says. Now, let's take a little bit of a turn to how Rav Chaim said and see what he says. Rav Chaim is different. As I mentioned to you before, Rav Chaim says he thinks, as Rav Chaim, that according to Rabbi Yehud, they have to burn it, lav nitzik laseh. But according to the Rabbanan, he says, no, not at all. According to the Rabbanan, you, the Gavra, can't own any chametz. So it's a kind of an iser aseh. If I own chametz, I'm in violation of two things. Bayro bayimatze and tashbisu. But it's not a, what we'll call a mitzvah aseh. It's an iser aseh. Chaznish doesn't like this at all. He thinks that there certainly should be some kind of mitzvah aseh of tashbisu, not just an iser aseh, a mitzvah aseh. And where does he get it from? The Gemara. The Gemara and Chav Zayin and Beis, Yosheb Botel, indicates there's some kind of a mitzvah that exists. Right, that's a question whether that goes according to Rabbanan or according to Rabbi Yehuda. That's okay. This is again, so let's chazer again. The Gemara printed an out Bashaz Bavli called the Lava Nitiglase. Right. So the question is this correct or incorrect? So the Minchas Chinuch thinks it should depend upon the Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Is it a Kiyum Asay or is it just a Shev Al Tasa? That's how he understands it. Okay? Then we had Rab Chaim said depends on Machlokas Yehuda Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's in the Cheftza, it's a Kiyum, you have to do it. It's a Kiyum Asay and therefore it's Nitik. According to Rabbanan, it's only an Isra Asay. I shouldn't have it. It's like Bayerot, it's in the Gavra. So therefore, it would not be. And the Kiddus Yaakov says, can I strongly explain this Rashi and Tzadi, hey, concept of Lav Shekidmo Asay, where the Asay comes first, according to this Gemara here, it would be Ein Lo Ben Olav. And the Gemara Magna says 2 days about it, which is a sugya in and of itself.
What does an Isra Asay mean?
An Isra Asay, you know, it says, for example, it says, Kol Of Of Tar Tochel. Did you have chicken last night for supper? Who had chicken for supper last night? So you proud of yourself? Bits of points. Oh, should give you a kiddush, should give you a ridiculous. No mitzvah chicken. What do you mean? Pasuk and chumash. Kolof tar tochelu. What's the answer? It's only an Isra said. He said, eat chicken and don't eat whatever tray for birds, min tummy birds are out there. I don't even know what they call. Okay, don't eat an eagle. I think it's eagle. But you know, that's what I'm saying. But this is, so the Tashbis, according to where Chaim learned it, you don't have bits of points at all. None. Because it's just a Yisra Asay. Okay? That's what the. In the Chassidus, there's something similar to Sheva Tasa. The Chaim seems to have gone even a little bit, excuse me, a little bit further in this respect. So it appeared. Now, before we leave this topic, there's another one important point I wanted to share with you with respect to this issue. That's as follows. We'll just leave it the way it is. Okay, we'll just so far so good. I'm afraid to. I'm looking at my clock. Less than an hour to go. Let's leave it. Fine. Let's move on therefore to the next. Everything's related. Rabosai, what is the nature? Let's not move to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. He has to aim bir chometz el sreifa. So what exactly is the nature of this chiyuv of sreifa? It's a big fight. A major fight that the Farshim have. There are two positions. One, it comes from Tashbisu. Tashbisu, I'm a Batech, I'm a Kuantav Yudah. Tashbisu demands that we burn the Chametz. A second answer is no. Nothing to do with Tashbisu. Even if there would be no Tashbisu, it's still a Chiyuv of Sreifa, Kuantav Yudah. Like no, sir. Like no, sir. No, sir, is a, you have to burn it. Chometz, you have to burn it. Kilaya Kerem, you have to burn it. It's all the same thing. You have to burn it. Even if there would not be a fulfillment of Tashbisu in this particular situation, it's of no consequence. There's still an obligation of Sreifa, according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to this understanding. Now, Meinaf Gemina, what will happen if I'm a Vatl Chometz? Does Vatl Chometz work according to Rabbi Yehuda? So the Mekor Chaim says, no. Very nice. Sure, it'll work. It'll work to get rid of the Bayerot by Yamatze. After the Chometz, now go and burn it. What? Now go and burn it. They're ready for full Tashbisu. Doesn't make a difference. Burn it anyway. That's the Chiddush of the Mekor Chaim. After Mevatlin, it's in this famous Pesik of the Tav Lamed Aleph. You have to still go ahead and burn it. Like all other Yisuri Ano, it's derived from Nosa. Doesn't make a difference. You got to burn it. So writes the Sefer Mekor Chai. This being the case, we can make the following suggestion, going back to our original question. What about the status of the Efer? According to Rabbi Yehuda, that it's burned from the perspective of the Yisr Ano, so like everything else, Klai Akerim! It's been in the Srafim, Afram Mutter, so Chometz is exactly the same as Klai Akerim. But according to the Rabbanan, we can argue, Rabbo said, listen to this carefully now, that the entire obligation to burn it, or to eliminate it, is within Tashbisu, nothing to do with Yisr Ano like Klai Akerim, and therefore the Efer is in fact prohibited. Prohibited. Wow, that's quite a chiddush. This is the opinion of the Mekor Chaim with its natural extension. Wow. So therefore, the Efer should be, let's chazer again, mutter according to Rabbi Yehuda, because why? Rabbi Yehuda holds like Klai Akerem, and also according to the Rabbanan, even though it's not some mitzvah, also because it's. The chiyuv of Sreifa is only coming from Tashbisu, it's not coming from the Yisr Ano Shabo, and therefore the whole concept of Afra Mudra does not apply. Comes the stifler, again, speaks about this topic. He must say, what kind of Nasa Mitzvah? Come on, you must be putting me on. Nasa Mitzvah is a concept which we find in the context of Kachin. Kachin, so there's an Yisr, because why? Why? What's the nature? What's the base of the Yisr by Kachin? Use it for the intended purpose, carbonola, and all these things of this nature. Now that you've fulfilled that mitzvah already, is it a Torah? It's okay. You did the mitzvah, so no, Yisr Ano disappears completely. But over here, we're not talking about hekdesh. It's a separate issue. What's going on? This is the following shot. It must be that this is the Kabbalah, that's what we have to understand, that the Yisr Ano disappear when it's burned. What does it say? Klai Akerem, the perfect example. Pen tukdash, tukarech. That means, okay, the Torah says, when you burn it, it's going to be mutter. Pen tukdash, if you put the all that Klai Akerem together, it's going to be a situation that's going to require that you burn it. And the unspoken conclusion is that once you burn it, it's going to be mutter mano. Until you burn it, it's also mano. Once you burn it, it is in fact mutter mano. However, when it comes to chometz, Yisr Ano and the Chiyuv Sreifa are unrelated. Chometz of a goy is Asur Bano, no Chiyuv Sreifa. And what will happen, Rabbi Osai, if you burn the chometz of a goy? What will happen? Should certainly be Yisr Ano. Obviously, against the Mekor Chaim. Mekor Chaim said you have to burn it because of the, all chametz has to be burned, and he's working with assumptions that it's Tashbisu, which requires you to burn it. Comes out according to the Stab Achidish, Wap Achidish, which others say as well, those who came before him even. Let's chazer again. It's amazing how our Chachmei Yisrael disagree. It says in the Mishnah in Temura, that the Srafim is the Afer is Mutter and the Gbor and the Afer is us. So on a simple level, our Tosis says, that's how we all got started. Tosis Chafal and the base. Quote of Yehuda, the Afer is Mutter. Quote of Rabbana, the Afer is us. Reb Kivega wanted to say, even according to Rabbana, the Afer is Mutter, Nasa Mitzvah. Comes to Kilo Siakam and says, Fakert. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Afer is us. It's not like Klai Akerem. The Efer should be Asur. It's not this drop of the Yisr Ano Shabo. No. It's Misat Tashbisu. That being the case, it makes the following remarkable turnaround. It says, since why the Rambam say you're permitted to burn the Chometz, Nikborin Lo Yisarfu. No, not over here. Nigbarim lo yisor, because we're going to make a mistake and think it's been on the srafim like Klai Akerem. And Yisr Ano Shabo is mechayim in the srafa, and therefore the Efer is mutter. When it comes, this requires a lot of investigation. It gives a lot of credit to the average person. But here, a person realized, no one else realized until now, he realized that when it comes to chametz, the entire srefa is based upon tashbisu, not going to be serano. And therefore, even if you hold like a Yehuda, Afram is asur, and therefore, according to Rabbanan, it's mutter to do srefa. There's a lot of credit to the average Joe, does the Kilos Yaakov. To figure all this out, then there's no chash takola, and it's okay. Probably more likely, not going to give him giving a person's credit, but in the lumps. Why Chazal Mataka this way, that way, or the other way? Fine. This is a remarkable idea which the Kilos Yaakov has. Interestingly, his brother in law, the holy Chazan Ish, said the same svar in effect, that his brother in law disciple is correct, and therefore he comes to the opposite conclusion. That the Isser Hana, that the Din Srefa, according to Atosis, cannot be based upon Tashvisu, but rather must account for what? For an Isser Hana. An Isser Hana. Isser Hana. That's what it has to be that way. It has to be that way. Oh. Those who say that it's Mutter, what's Pshat? What's Pshat? The Pshat is that the Torah said, you have to burn it and not have anah from it. So the Torah in effect is saying over here that once you burned it, the years have disappeared. In other words, don't take the word nasim, it's also literally, on both sides. That's the type of question. No, this is not kachin. All we say, when the Torah says it should be burned, by definition, once it's burned, it is mutter. Let's say, for example, you have the chametz of a goy, which is no tashbisu, or chametz after Pesach kvot Rabbi Yehuda. What does that mean? Even though, in effect, it's an Isser Hanah which requires burning, so therefore the chametz would be permissible in all such situations. That's what he says. So we have an amazing three sheetahs, right? Let's chazer again. Tosfos says that the status of the Efer is mutter Rabbi Yehuda, so the kvot Rabbanu. Kivegan, others wanted to say it's mutter even according to Rabbanan. And the Stipe, others say it's also even according to Rabbi Yehuda. This is quite remarkable. Quite remarkable. This is amazing. Rather amazing. Now, before we move off this topic, I want to just make one more comment, a brief comment. What did Rashi say over here? When is the Chiyuv Sreif? That's our next, coming up to that. Let's open the Gemara. I'm going to say a little Gemara after seeing. Yud Beis Amud Beis. This is going to be very important as we go to the last part of today's Shia. Yud Beis Amud Beis. Yeah, this Machlok, that's Rav Yudin Rabbonin, right? So if you don't know the Gemara Yud Beis Amud Beis, they're always fighting. Rav Yudin always has to have Sreifa. Rabbanan said, always have to have, you can always satisfy yourself with anything. But the Gemara says not that way. The Gemara, that if you base them at base, and towards the end of the narrow lines, Am Rabbi Yehuda, Ema say, that you require Srefa, Shalom Bishas Biuro. Alam Bishas Biuro, Hashba Sasa Bechol Dabba. What does this mean? Mamish, from one extreme to the other, Machlokas Rashi and Tosis. Tosis says, Pirisha Kuntris, Shalom Bishas Biuro, Bishesh. So what does that mean? You're supposed to burn it when? Shalom b'shas b'yuro means in the sixth hour. After 12 o'clock, it's hashbar soso b'chol dobo. Tos is exactly the reverse. Bid the yuk b'hepach. Rabbi Natam, shalom b'shas b'yuro means achar shesh, because rov ha'olam b'ram b'shesh k'tingin ha'chavim, so mitzchil ha'shesh. Right? And then, so again, B'shas v'yuro, that's slow b'shas v'yuro, and that's like noser, it's also banam b'daraisa. But b'shas v'yuro, which is sheish, then hashmasosa b'chol davar, because it's only the chiyuv to get rid of the rabbon. Adkan tosis. So this is very important. Rashi and tosis are the big spine. So the mefarshim says like this: according to Rashi, according to you, when does the view to burn his father? Let's chazer again. What did Rashi say? When do you burn the chametz? Important to figure this thing out. According to Rashi, when do you require Srefa? When? You require Srefa. Emosai again, chazal the Gemara. Emosai, when they require sreifa, shelo bishas biuro. What does that mean? Before 12 o'clock, right? B'sheish, before 12 o'clock, right after 12 o'clock. That's when you require. That's when you require it to be burnt. That's a Rashi's trial in the Gemara on that Yud Beis, Amud Beis. So what are you going to tell me, Rabbi Osai? The Yisr HaNo is Mechayev and Sreifa. The other way around. Klai HaKerem is also B'ano. Oh, burn it. According to Rashi, you got to burn it before it becomes also B'ano. It's not going to be. The Mepharshim answer that's based on a very, very important Eiri. It's going to color our entire discussion of this Rashi as we go. The Meiri says that according to Rashi, fundamentally, the chiyuv to burn starts as soon as there's an iser, right? It starts sheish, and it extends straight through. So why does the Gemara say shemasasa b'chol davar? The Meiri writes over here on that you base and the base, sure, is a chiyuv sreifa after lachas minus two according to Rashi. But in order not to be violated tashbisu, you have no choice but to mandate hashbasasa b'chol davar. Otherwise, he has no wood, right? He's going to end up chas v'shalming over tashbisu. But Rashi will agree if there's a raging fire, roaring fireplace in your home after chatzos, throw it right in. Rashi agrees to that. Rashi agrees to that. That being the case, we can understand very well that the chiyuv comes from, either from tashbisu, as we said before, it comes from the Yisur Hano. But in any event, even if it's coming from the Yisur Hano, either bitul the sreva comes before the Yisur Hano, then the answer is wrong. The sreva can come after the Yisur Hano as well. And when Rashi says shmatos b'chol davar, it's only a concession to the reality. You won't get rid of it now, some way or other, you'll be able to tashbisu. But ideally, as the Meiri explains, even according to Rashi, it should be gotten rid of by Sreifa after Chatzos as well. Fine. So now the big question, halacha lemaisa, when do we burn chametz? When, Rabbi Osai, when do we burn chametz? What do you mean when? It's before the Mishnah. Sarfim v'tchila sheish. What kind of shayla is this? What kind of silly question am I asking? What kind of shayla? It says b'feirish. Sarfa b'tchila shesh. What's it ask? Well, not so simple. It's one of the priyushka, the fang shayla. Literally, b'tchila shesh, I have to burn it? Or no? All the Gemara means is it's asa b'hano. What's asa b'hano? You may as well burn it. You want to burn it for some shesh? Good enough? Once we're on the topic, there are those who say you have to burn it for sof chomesh. Kesef Mishnah. So the Rosh says, Sof Chomesh Bidina de Gemara, not because of a subsequent bitlish technicality post Talmudic. No, maybe when it says Tchilat Shesh, it really means Sof Chomesh. So there are a whole series of possibilities, Rabbi Osei over here, a whole series of possibilities. Does it mean Tchilat Shesh means Sof Chomesh? That's what the Kesef Mishnah Perek Av Halacha tests. He really suggests it. Or it means no Tchilat Shesh, but really. Tchila Sheish. Again, the Rosh and Siman Yud said Sof Chomesh at the Kesef Mishnah. And the Lord would say, you know, it really means even Sof Sheish is good enough. That's the other side of the Sefer Priyitzchak. It doesn't mean it. The Mordechai Tzutka further. He quotes every Riva who held onto the Chomets until the seventh hour. What happened to Sof and Chomets? Wah, 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 wah. It's against the Mefurish Mishnah. Sof and Tchila Sheish. How can the Riva hold on to the Chometz, the Kazayas Chometz, until the beginning of the seventh hour? That's an impossibility. How could he do it? That's exactly the question that the Mordechai asks the Rashmi Falaiza, but it's Perish and there's a Ruah and there's a Keruchos of Yosef Tuvelin's Piyuthi, Shabbos HaGadol, asks exactly that question. How can it be? It seems to be a total impossibility. How can it be? So presumably he holds the Riva. No, there's a mitzvah kumva say of tashbisu with sreifa in the seventh hour. And I'm going to do it. I'm going to fulfill it. I'm going to fulfill the mitzvah the way it was on a level of deraisa. The minchas chinuch is how can they move out to it now? Not me. I'm going to follow the deraisa and burn a kazayas chametz at that very moment. That's what the Riva actually did. Halacha lemaisa. Halacha lemaisa. Mamish. Aye, how can he do it? But there's an isa deraisa at the moment of chatzos. So it could be held like the tzlach. Remember what the tzlach said? The tzlach said, no, tashpis is something about techem is like bris milah. Get it done on the eighth day. Get rid of it on the previous day, as we call it, your dalit. Whenever you do it, it's only a bit of zrizim magdim. In any event, the Mordechai only asked the kasha at the beginning of the seventh hour. He didn't ask the question. It says some tchila sheish in the sixth hour. Apparently, he holds. Don't take the word tchila sheish literally. So these are a whole slew of opinions as precisely when the chometz should, in fact, be burnt. But this Mordechai, though, led us to a whole discussion of what exactly the various protagonists had to say. There's a machlokas between the Riva and the Rashmi Falais, again quoted by the Mordechai, but not quoted precisely as we saw it in the Ozeruah. It wasn't exactly, remember we saw it inside, it wasn't, didn't really correspond. The truth is, I think we should look inside this. This requires a peek inside. If you don't mind, please look in the Mordechai. Just to see. I think it's tough to apply McGinnell. See how many different texts there were. Changes. Of course, I'll give you a hint. If you ever change a text, do far away in a time and make sure it's on the side. Or just put a bracket and parentheses. Don't just change it for the next person coming in has no idea what was there earlier. That's exactly what happened over here. And an ultimate irony. Rabbi Natan made a cheirim against making Hagon Sar. A cheirim. For this very reason, you're going to cover up. You're impossible for the next person to get to the truth. According to the way he wants to understand the truth. Give him a chance to look at the text in its honest way. If he agrees with it, fine, not. Ironically, the Holy Marshal put in the word Rabbi Natan. That same man who said, me? You put my name in. I asked him, I give the text. It was my gift for the word Rabbi Natan. What an irony. Right over here in front of us. Look over here. You see in page Bays in the Mordechai. Rashmui Polaiza, Shamat al Riva, Shay Rogal Ahashas Prusa Achas Vasova Tilas Shah Zayin, Kedelakayan Beer Bismano, Kedapirish what? Rabbeinu Tam, Gvalt! That's not what it said. What the Arzur would say what? Rashi! The opposite, Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam. What Rashi? What do you mean by Rashi? Oh, it's Pasha what he meant. What did Rashi say? Backing up your base and the base. We just came from there. Rashi says, hey, Mosai, when is the Rechi of Sreif according to Rabbi Yehuda? The Gemara says, what? Hey, Mosai, when is the Rechi of Bishas Biuro? Says Rashi, excuse me. Hey, Mosai, Shalom Bishas Biuro. What does Shalom Bishas Biuro mean? Bishesh. Bishas Biuro means after Shesh, afternoon. So before the Gemara, according to Rashi. Shas Biuro is the beginning of the seventh hour. Off in the Gemara. That's what Rivaz said. Shas Biuro is the time when a Jew is supposed to be Mevar the Chometz. I it's the Farish Tov Mitzchila Shesh. It says it. But the bottom line is that we have to really, all it means, like Priyatuk said, is Nisar Hana. The same as the Priyatuk was willing to countenance the possibility that there's no Chiyav Shreva Mitzchila Shesh. Only Besov Shesh, only means Nisar Hana. So the Riva took it one step further, based on Rashi. It means the burden of Tchila Shabbos. So if it's not about Tchila Shabbos, push it. Before she tomorrow. Can the Pirush Rashi, the Mashal couldn't understand it. Why couldn't the Mashal understand it? Because according to Rashi, the way he understood Rashi, you only have to burn it in the morning. Rabbi Natan has to burn it in the afternoon. See, there we put in Rabbi Natan. Chas v'sholem, that's not what it means. Especially if the Meiri is right. The Meir is right, Rashi agrees. It's supposed to burn it in the afternoon if you have a fire raging. The Revolt, believe me, had its fire right there. As soon as the Revolt's clock struck 12, zoom, threw into the fire. So nevertheless, never be magia. And leave, be magia, but always leave us the next person coming in to be able to see the text originally, and then you say, you want to be magia, I prefer the earlier text. What an irony, Rabbi Natan himself, who made the chayim against Magid Svarim, his word, Rabbi Natan, and if you look here upon, they show me that the Darge Moshe, who quotes the Mordechai verbatim, quotes Kepirish Rashi. That was the text in the Mordechai. That's what we saw in the Ozeruah. It's a pella, though. But that it's important to see what's happened. So that's the Chazar again. It's a Sov Mitchil HaSheish. Priyot declares, does it mean literally? Or can it mean even the end of the sixth hour? We go further than that. Because if it means end, what do you mean Mitchil HaSheish? It means Tana Sabana Mitchil HaSheish. Okay, let me go further and say, it means even the beginning of the seventh hour. Or we can go the other extreme and say the beginning of the fifth hour. The end of the fifth hour. So we have four positions on both sides. When the Yabon Chavetz pushes, we did it tomorrow. When the Yabon Chavetz, end of the fifth, the Rosh, because the Mishnah one opinion, the beginning of the sixth, the Pashim Shat, Sarv Mitzchil Shesh, or even the end of the sixth, because all of Sarv Mitzchil Shesh means Asa Bana, and there's no Rosh to convert the end of the sixth, or the beginning of the seventh, I Sarfin means Asa Bana, no more. Can you imagine that? Four Pshat, and the Pashim Shat, what do you do? What does a good Jew do? When do you burn it? When do you burn it? When do you burn it? So Rabbi say halacha lemaisa. What do we do about burning chametz? So since it's an unresolved question as to whether or not we would pass like Rabban or Rabbi Yehuda, so the Shulchan Aruch himself, the Mechaber in Tav Mem Hei, that we started today. We started in Tav Mem Hei. What the Mechaber paskin? Ketzav Yechametz, Sorfo, O, Por, Vizor, Ruach, Ozor, Leyan. Okay? It's piles like the Rambam. That's when the Rambam starts jumping. Says the Rambam, Vaminig Lissorfo. Why? Why? Vaminig Lissorfo. Why? Why? Why bother doing it? Should be awesome to be straight, remember the Mogan Rambam is. Okay, it's not awesome. Why bother doing it? Why? Says the Taz. So Machlok, that's Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanon. You want to be Machmir like Rabbi Yehuda. And Chometz, we're always looking for Chometz in Erev Pesach. Now we know that very well, Chometz the Chometz. So we'll burn it. So we'll burn it. Shine. So we'll burn it. Good. Says the Taz, even on Pesach itself, we wouldn't really have to burn it past the Rabbanah. It's a minig. Minig bi'alma. Okay? So if it's Erev Pesach and you found Chometz, you're Ebbahak for Kiyem, Mitzvah Srefa, with the Kazayas. B'shal Shishis, you find chametz later on, you just throw it down the toilet, you don't have to burn it. So says the Taz in Tav Mem Hei, Sifkaton Beis. We point as a big chiddush, because we thought you have to burn the last kazayis. And then you found another kazayis. So maybe it really wasn't the kain. Maybe the Taz holds that one of two things. The Taka don't have to burn the last kazayis. Or at the time in his mind, it was the last kazayis, which somehow works. Not sure which way we should go with that Taz. Nonetheless, the meaning is to burn the chametz. To be machmir is an opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Now wait a minute. Wait a minute! Amosai, where does Rabbi Yehuda require Srefa to machlokas Rashi and Tosus, correct? Shalom b'shatz b'yuro. What does Shalom b'shatz b'yuro mean according to Shitas Tosus? Means in the seventh hour? We don't burn the seventh hour. No one has guts of the Reva these days. We burn it earlier. So what does that mean? You have to follow Shitas Rashi. Amosai, Shalom b'shatz b'yuro. You burn before Chatzos. So a machlok like Rashi, Rabosai, to burn the chametz in the morning. Wait a minute, Rashi? Didn't Rashi put the Minchas Chinuf say there is no mitzvah whatsoever to get rid of chametz? It's all shev al tasim. So a machmir for Rashi according to the Chasam Sofer. He said it's a mitzvah to get rid of the chametz erev Pesach in the morning. And since some posts say you follow Rabbi Yehuda, and according to Rashi, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you burn the chametz, Rabosai. We combine the chumras. According to Rashi, you burn the chametz only when Eim Shalom Hashatz B'Yuro. No, according to Rashi, you burn the chametz erev Pesach in the morning. So a machmir Rabbi Yehuda according to Shitas Rashi. That's our chumra. According to Chatzam Sofer's version. You're right, it's a chumra and a flaw, but the people have even wackier chumras when it comes to chumras of Pesach. Believe me. This is a chumra which has a basis for it. We all try to minig. Rambam quotes it. We found it, right? Rambam writes, I'm minig the suffer. Almost all of us know that we burn chametz on Erev Pesach. That's what we do. What about the idea of the last kazayis? So we try to burn the taka of the last kazayis. That's what we try to do. you try to burn the last kazayis. But the question becomes, well, what must precede that we should be able to burn the last kazayis? So you have to have bedikas chametz, you have to finish breakfast, if you're having chametz at breakfast, if you're having a siyum, I don't know what you're doing, all right? And then, we'll do about that. So, on a simple level, you should wait till after the mechiras chametz is done, and then you burn the chametz. I already sold it. No, you didn't sell it, you have it in your bag. At that point, you didn't sell. This is how one should, at first glance, approach this minig of the Ramah, to make sure to burn the last kazayis. Fine. Good. Having said this, Rebbe Osai, I want to turn to the Gemara on Chav Zayin of the days. I know we're running short on time. We'll try to cover the remaining topics as best we can. Chav Zayin of the days. Here's the source. The source of the Sreifas Chametz. We have to at least see the source for a minute. What did the Gemara say? Where did Rabbi Yehuda get it from? No, sir. Ma no, sir. Shenu b'bayo b'bayo matzaton Sreifas Chametz shenu b'bayo matzal koshkim. By his own admission, a kushya atzuma, a tremendous kasha. What's a tremendous kushya atzuma of the Shagas Aryeh? What are you talking about? In order to avoid by Yemotze, you're going to have to get rid of the chametz in some other way, throw it into the ocean. So what do you mean, Sofo Lahokim? What do you mean? Answer the Shagas Aryeh. In order to avoid by Yemotze, it's enough just to get rid of it, even Li'achaz Mani Sura. I take it and heave it into the ocean. Heave it into the ocean. But to fulfill Tashvisu Li'achaz Mani Sura, you have to destroy it completely, you have to burn it. So now what? There's no fire. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have no fire. What are we going to do? You'll just put it into the street. This way there's no Bayura. Tashbis you can't fulfill anyway. But according to the Rabbanon, that now that it's the Achaz Mani Suro, you know what you're going to do? You're going to throw it into the ocean in order to fulfill Tashbisu. So again, the Shagas Aryeh says, because the Pasha Tran the Gemara, that guy is going to be Yoshev Botl according to Rabbi Yehuda, means it's a cool Allah Cholamais. You can see, you can sit and enjoy and sit and learn, and according to the Rabbanon, you have to go scurry. So the question is, what do you mean? Rabbi Yehuda also requires you to do something to get rid of by your own Bible. Yeah, just take it and put it into the street. That's good enough according to Rabbi Yehuda. It's not really good enough. You're supposed to burn it. You have no wood? Put it in the street. According to Rabbanon, no. I should go and run to the ocean and throw it in there because I can fulfill that shvisa in this fashion. That's his answer. Fascinating. A fascinating answer. Beautiful answer in the Shagas Aryeh. Priyotuk has his own answer. As according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have no wood, you know what you can do? Cool it, man. Cool it. I have plenty of time. I can wait until the evening. According to Rogi Shonim, there's no Rabbi Yemotze until Shivas Yamim. We'll get to that soon. Shivas Yamim. So there's no Bayra. Tashbisa, I can't do, I have no wood. So I'll sit and learn for a few hours. And then before it gets dark, all right, I'll make sure to get rid of it to avoid Rabbi Yemotze. There's no Tashbisa, I have no wood, I have no fire. According to Rabbanan, no. There is Tashbisa to get rid of it. You're required to get rid of it pronto. As soon as you possibly can, on every Pesach in the afternoon. That's how he understands it. He explains with this a sugi and a vok. You find chametz, so there's a whole big machlokes what to do. Kofal of kli. What are we talking about? He was mevatel or he wasn't mevatel? Rashi says he was mevatel. It's not by your own. Otherwise, what do you do? Big machlokes. He weren't mevatel. Some say you can even burn it, mitoch. And some say No, burn it, you can't do it. You get rid of it a different way. Fine. So call that centrist view, that you can't burn it, but you can't leave it. You just pulverize it. Call that opinion, Frank the Pre-Yitzchak. Why does it say, Lo Mota Eitzim, he found no wood, Yoshev Batel? Why did he say, a more common case, on Yantav Yoshev Batel? He found Chametz on Yantav Yoshev Batel, because you cannot burn it, but you may throw it, get rid of it and throw it in the ocean. The answer is, he suggests as follows. Because there, since it's on Yantav, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're not Yoshev Batel, Chas V'Cholila. What are you doing? You're quickly throwing into the ocean also, just in order to get rid of the Balyarah. Only in an Arab Pesach, there could be enough to meet it, because there's no Balyarah until it gets stopped. That's his bit of a sharper pshat. All these parts can work with an assumption, Rabosai, which is the posh of pshat, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, is a chiyuv straight from the Daraisa on Arab Pesach. On Arab Pesach. The Taz seems to differ. The Taz seems to say, but on Pesach is a chiyuv of Sreifa Daraisa according to Rabbi Yehuda. On Erev Pesach, no, it's only with the Rabbanon. It's a das yochid. The Makor Chaim talks about it, but Pashas says we don't accept this chiddush here in the Taz. Now, before we say goodbye to this kusha tsuma of the Shagas Aryeh, Kushya Tzuma, it is a Kushya Tzuma, right? There is another kasha which he asks in a different Shuvah Ayin Zayin. Why do you mevatel the chametz? According to Rashi, it's shreifas in the morning. Be mevatel. What can Yosha batel? Be mevatel the chametz. So that's some say. Come on, Rabbi Yehuda, the chametz doesn't work. We spoke about this already by Riches. The answer that does work, but the other answers to this question. But one answer is given by the Sefer Makor Chaim Lishitoso. Remember, the Makor Chaim says that the Sreifa is a function of the Isra Ano, has nothing to do with Tashbisu. So the answer is, sure, he's Mevatel. The Shagasai is right. But, you're Mevatel it, you're not fulfilling the proper way of getting rid of Chometz, which is with burning. That's considered to be a Yoshev Batel, Kula B'Sofa. So the Mefarshim asked, what kind of Kula B'Sofa is that? That's not a Kula B'Sofa. You're not doing anything less. It's just not fulfilling as big of a mitzvah. That's not a good pshat in this Gemara. That's the Mefarshim asked the Kash against the Makor Chaim. The same question could be asked against the following answer, which is given by some. They say as follows. You look in the Ramban, the holy Ramban Abdallah, he spent so much time on, he says there are three levels. The highest level is to get rid of it. And the next level is to bittul. And the next level is to be mafkirit. That's if you remember the words of the Ramban on the Abdallah. So on that basis, the suggestion is made, Yoshev Batel, you mevatel from the Iker Mitzvah of getting rid of it. But again, I don't like that pshat, because Yoshev Batel, I think, means you're doing something less, not that you're fulfilling something less. So I'm just mentioning this pshat as an aside, because I think that the pshat is really not as good. We shouldn't accept it. We should rather accept the pshat of the Shagas Aryeh himself, or the Priyat. Now, Tosus Chof Tesimut Beis, we're trying to race the clock here. Tosus Chof Tesimut Beis is Mechadish Achidish Nifle Venora. We're not even exactly sure what he was Mechadish. We're not exactly sure what exactly he said over here, but whatever he said is the chiddush. What did Tosafot say? The last few lines. Kamochiach ri. Shamasha chometz bepesach v'data levaro eina over ba'osa shiyah. There's a famous masha chometz v'nasa levaro. You're not over. That's what they're doing. That's mefurish and Tosafot. Black and white. It says so. It says so. Now, what kind of din is this? What kind of din is this? So, presumably, Masha Chometz of Nasa Vara works. This could be a pshat in the Riva. What did the Riva do? The Riva held up a Kazayas of Chometz. So, the Esakashik, how do you do it? You take a chance on Tashbisa Daraisa. The answer is no. It's Masha Chometz, Amanas, Levara. Therefore, there would be no, if he held this way, if he held this way. Incidentally, before I just forget completely, there's a whole sideshow in the Or Zeruah and the Mordechai about the bracha. But now I'm starting to go into it now. That he held it because of the bracha. That's one girsa, but we don't like that girsa in the Mordechai. And the question of the bracha, is the bracha made on Bedikas Chometz and subsequently on Bir Chometz? Can you make a bracha after there's it's already Bittul Chometz? And that's the question of Takala. I'm just giving you Marav HaKarmis because I just, time just does not allow. I just didn't want to not mention it at all. Anyway, Rabbi said, let's go back to where we're discussing. Question is, Yamasha Chometz is no Bayerah Bayamotze. Very nice. What about Tashvisa? How can you be Masha Chometz and Masava? What happened to the assay of Tashvisa? Go with the Tzlach. That means just whenever you want, no rush, it's like Mila, Jesus, Makdimin. That's fine. But the Magen Avraham said not that way. The famous Magen Avraham, we have it open. Simen Tov Mem Dalet Sifkot Yud Aleph. He writes as follows. He says, as it is the Shafis Chometzvei, Shekol Shata over Olam, Mashenk and Mila. Every split second you're over. So what do you mean Masha Chometz and Masava is no Bayerah? Very nice, no Bayerah. Right? Ain't over Ba'osa Shah Shia, no over Bayerah. So not over Bayerah. What about Tashbisu? What about Tashbisu? What about Tashbisu? Now, this is the problem. The Magen Avraham himself quotes Tosis. It's in the Tof Mem Vav. And the Magen Avraham over here says, Gvalt! It's worse than Mila. So one answer may be, sure, in Tof Mem Vav he's talking about Bayerah Bayimotze. How can the Chachamah be Oka by Rabbi Yimotze? It's because it's an Issa Mukta on Shabbos, on Yom Shabbos. The answer is no by Rabbi, why not? Because why? Masha Meslavara. Here we're talking about Tashbisu. And Tashbisu still exists. Nonetheless, it's a Shaila of Tashbisu. Now we explain why the Mordechai has the Kasha. It's the Bali Atosis told us there is no by Rabbi. Yeah, he didn't say something by Rabbi. Remember the words of the Mordechai? The Rivah is over Mesavi Tashbisu. This would be one possible approach to this entire idea. Fekta Shagasari, are you allowed to steal money and then pay it back? I'll go over to you with my rabbi. I want to fulfill the mitzvah of Heshev Zagzela. I've done all 612, all 247, but I'm missing Heshev Zagzela. Allow me to steal so I can fulfill that number 248. I would say, go jump in the lake. You can't do that. Taken over here, you're telling him Masha Chometz and Masavara. That's the Shagas Hayas Gashem. Simen Pei Aleph. It's ridiculous. So there are a number of answers. The Chazanish himself gave two answers to this question. The first answer is as follows. To steal is a sinful. We cannot allow committing a sin with the intention of rectifying it later on. However, it doesn't say don't buy Chometz, don't make Chometz. This Chometz should not be found. The minute that I am on a witch hunt, on a search and destroy mission to get rid of Chometz, that Chometz is not, quote unquote, found. The Chometz is now, quote, being destroyed. It's being destroyed. Being destroyed. This is the case, if this chat is correct, it limits the Chiddush of Kosis to a case in which he's mamish osvit v'biyuro. The language of or mechazir of Levaro, as the Rabbi Peret said it on Daf Dal and Beis, or what is called. He's Osik Leviur, which is the way the Makar Chaim at the end of his Akdama understood our Tosis. Okay? If that's true, Rabbi Osai, you know, Osik Leviur, the same way as there's no Tashbisu, because why? Because you're busy with it. There's no Bayerah either. But the Magen Avraham clearly didn't hold this way. The Magen Avraham is talking against the Yontif, you're not Osik Leviur, you're not allowed to. And nonetheless, he quotes our Tosis. He held. It's almost daito levar. Truth to tell, that's the lashon of Tosfos over here. Masha Chometz is prepared with daito levar. So it sounds like a different read. So the Chazan tried out. You know, that's out of his right. He pulled out this answer. The Levar pulled out a different answer. Two different places. Tosfos only said it according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, because Rabbi Yossi Aglili says his Chometz is mutter bano. So mutter bano. So Tashbisu means presumably b'derech hana also. So Derech HaNasa presumably would usually require some kind of being Masha, right? So you have Masha, Manasseh, Hansi, Biuro, there's no Isser. That's Poshet. nobody said. And now there's no Tashbisu, there's no Bayeroa either. Chokham Odaf Minavi, the Chazanish is Mechavin, I don't have time to read inside. Rabbeinu David himself, the Rabbeinu David, says a Svar along these lines. According to Rabbi Yosef Aglili, it should be Mutta Mashma Savara. According to Rabbanan, it should be us. However, the Tosfos Shantz is exactly the reverse. Even according to Rabbanan, Amanas Savara would be permissible. Mikiradin, it's only Shemi Avaliachlo, a technical thing. So this is, this answer is also problematic. And problematic in the sense that not everybody agrees to this answer either. Remarkably, in this, just to, again, to say this very briefly, the Pri Yitzchak in Siman Yud Zayin asks the Kasha again from the Shagasari. Gee, Shagasari, the Gorla Dor Mamish. As this toast is against the Mefurash Gemara on the Pei Amid Beis. Shmamima from Rabbi Yekiva, he denies Mitoch. What does that mean? That means if you would hold Mitoch, it would be permissible to burn Chametz and Pesach as a Tzara Chayom. Why? Have in mind, Masha Chomas and Manas Lavaro. Masha Chomas and Manas Lavaro is no problema. What's the problem? What's going on over here? What's going on? It's a Shagas Ares Kasha. He's a Shagas Bechlaus and Lykatosis. He's not afraid to argue with Rishon. So the Pri Yitzchak is a very fascinating answer to this question of the Shagas Ares. Like this. It's true that if the din is Rabosai, a Tashbisu is an Arab Yantif, and Bayerah is on Yantif. We saw before the Lafsha Kidmo say, we have a little this, the Kham talks about it and others. So then, Tosis is telling you the truth. However, Abosa, if. Get rid of the Chametz, okay, you get rid of the Chametz, there's no lab, as long as you're going to get rid of the Chametz. But according to Mars Havamina, Tashbisu or Abosai is what? Tashbisu is on the 15th. Yom Rish, not like article translation the previous day. Rish means the first day, which means the 15th, the first day of Pesach. That's the most Havamina. If that's the case, then Bayeroa is not like a Lav Shekidmo Asay, which is the way we explained before, which would be permit Masha Manasavar. No! It's a regular, honest to goodness Lav Shekidmo Asay. You can't steal it to pay back. You can't hold on to Chometz in order to ultimately burn it. So according to the Havamina, it's the 15th. It would be a Tzara Chayom. You couldn't have, it was no heter of Masha Manasavar. According to the Havamina. The Maskana there is. That's what he says. But the Arzaruah goes a step further. We saw the Arzaruah inside the same simen. His Mesupuk is the Rechiv of Tashbisu for 7 days. Look at that. Is the Rechiv of Tashbisu for 7 days. After all, Ach Be'omar Rishon Tashbisu is over there. He's Mesupuk. So with those all that exist, derived from Xera Shava, Sa'ar, on Hayamid Beis. On Hayamid Beis, this being the case, Rabbi Osai, we can make the following remarkable idea, which the Pri Yitzchak says. The only time that Tosis is mat there, Masha Chometz, Masha Vah, look at the words of Tosis. Masha Chometz, Be Pesach, Vidat Olivaro. Because Tashbisu on Pesach shouldn't exist, called the one day in the Mordechai, in the Arzaruach, the Mordechai sort of didn't really quote properly, okay? And even if it does exist, it only exists through some kind of Xer Shava, which is not the Ikari of the Tashbis. So therefore, we can say there's no Zman Kavua, just being derived from some kind of Xerah Shava. So Mashana Savar is okay on Pesach. Not an Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, one of two ways. Either the Mogan Avraham is correct, even to hold it for one extra minute is not allowed, because Tashbis is a Yom HaRishon, the Zman Kavua, every second counts. Or even if you disagree with that, what certainly would not be allowed is to be Masha Chometz on Erev Pesach, Amanas Levaro, Be Pesach. That's for sure, not allowed. And so too, Rabosai, if, and second answer to the Shagas Arias Kash, it's the second time today, we had the Shagas Arias, the great Kash, that gave a great Teretz, and we gave another great Teretz in the Pri Yitzchak. We had it once before, and I'm having it again. It's another great Teretz. If Yom Harish would be the 15th, then Masha Chometz and Manas Levaro on the 15th would be Aser. The same as it's true on the 14th. It's only Mutter if it means the 14th and it's the only Xer Shalom if it's 50, then it's mutter. Another great terror to this discussion. We'll say we're running out of time. I want to discuss a few more issues with you as best we can. According to Shitas Rashi, Rabosai, and we are sort of mafia like Rashi. Rashi said that there's a chiyuv of Sreifa, Rabosai, before Chatzos. When before Chatzos? When before Chatzos? How much before Chatzos is the chiyuv of Sreifa? When does it begin? According to Shitas Rashi. That's an excellent question. It's an excellent question. Take a look at the Rosh, end of Siman Gimel. Please turn to the Rosh. End of Siman Gimel. The Rosh says as follows. The Rosh says, the Af the Pirish Rashi, B'shah Chamishis Modeh Shemavara V'chol Dolom. Amazing. According to Rashi, only burning the Chavetz, according to the Rosh's understanding, in 1 hour, in the sixth hour. Not following the sixth hour, and not before the sixth hour. Frank the Carbon of Sandal, what are you kidding? What are you joking? Oh, Ses, what are you kidding? The Torah asked the question against his own father. Rashi says, Yotzi B'Sheyara is B'Sreifa. Rashi himself says that. Yotzi B'Sheyara, what are you going to go to the Sheyara in the sixth hour? No! In the last month, after Purim, he's already thinking about his cruise he's going to take till after Pesach. That's long before the beginning of the sixth hour. What is the answer? The answer is, Rabosai, I derive from Noser, Tosis Kasha, and Abbezer, Yud Bezer, and Abbezer, Kusha Limti, editorial comment of the Korban Asana. The answer is like this. After Chatzos, Tashbisa Bechoda. Noser, Zman Bir Chometz Midrabonon is derived from Noser. So whenever the rabbi says, now, jump, that's after burning. When is now? Sarv Mitchil HaSheish is enough in the Mishnah, Kipshuto, you're required to burn in the sixth hour. Now. Rabbi, I'm going to the cruise tomorrow. Now! Burn it now! So that's also now. So that's also considered the time when you have to burn it, which is comparable to Nosa, Beish Mitzrofu. But if you're burning it, Rabosai, at the wrong time, too late or too early, too late if you don't know from the Miri, and too early if you're not going on a cruise, and it's not yet the sixth hour, according to Rashi, there'd be no obligation in burning it, and you wouldn't gain anything. I want to claim halacha lemaisa. We burn in the fifth hour. It's also good. Why is it good? Because we combine that which the soul that we just said now with the fact that we understand that the words sarfin betchilas sheish should not be taken literally as sarfin betchilas sheish, but rather sarfin betchilas sheish means besof chomesh. Remarkably, Rabosai, the Rosh himself, when the Rosh is over here, B'shoch HaMishis Modesh and Bevara B'chol Dover, not so similar to what we said, because the Rosh himself in Perek Aleph Simen Yud says we get rid of our chametz in Shoch HaMishis. I says Shoch HaShishis. No, it's really going to the Rosh over here, Shoch HaMishis, for whatever reason, presumably we did in the Gemara, or because of the Shneim Kiach HaTov, you want to do a subsequent Bittel, whichever way you cut it, the rabbi says, when I burn the chametz, now! Oh, now after the burn, you have to burn it. So therefore, since what will happen if somebody, rabbi, I'm going to work. I can't do the beer now. I can't go to work. I'm going to work at 8 o'clock in the morning. Rabbi, I just finished breakfast with the siyum and shul. I'm going out of work. What do I do? Now! Oh, see, so the rabbi has to burn it now. Give him the kind of Mrs. Strafer, Erev Pesach, 8 o'clock in the morning. Again, it's another problem of the last kazayas with the mechira. I say he doesn't really sell chametz ben, okay. But it's saying that whenever the rabbi says, get rid of it, at that moment you have to burn it. What could that be? It's typically it's class of the sixth hour, as we understand it, right? Not the fifth hour, because you should wait till the sixth. That's what the Rosh is over here. For us, we have to do it the fifth, it's then. If you're going to B'Shayara, it's any time after Purim. If you're going to B'Shayara, now you have to burn it. So that's the time that it has to be burnt. That's a simple pshat. There doesn't see much other way out of that problem. I don't see any other way to do it. So when we burn the chametz erev Pesach in the morning, it would presumably be a proper time to fulfill the the mitzvah to the best of our ability. When else can we do it? We just can't do it at any other time. Okay. The question is, Rabosai, it says by Yom HaRishon, the guy's going on a cruise on Shushan Purim. What's the answer, Rabosai? Doesn't mean the 40. It means previous, right? Previous seems to only be the opinion of whom? Of Rav Nachman by Yitzchak on the Peyam and Aleph. What did he say? Rav Nachman by Yitzchak said, Rishon Demei Karamash, which means previous. Yeah, but the answer is, if you look at the Marasha, Rashi and Chumash combines Rav Nachman by Yitzchak with Rava, and I think it's the Sfasemis who says that everybody holds Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. They just question whether they have to have conflicting psukim, or without that, right? You don't even need that. Okay? As Rashi points out, Rishon Demei Karamashma, Belav Rum Yud Dekroi Adodi. But those who have groomed the crow will also ultimately hold that it means the previous. Adkan, one more song. Now, Rabosai, I want to discuss, I know we have a very short amount of time to go, but a number of very, very important matters that we're still discussing. We spoke how Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's house looked like on Erev Pesach. We spoke about that. And the Rosh said that Shvi Yisrael Mevateichem means don't have to destroy it, just get out of your house. According to whom did he say it? He said it according to Rabbi Shimon. Or be according to us. If we sell the last Kazayas Chometz, are we fulfilling the mitzvah or are we not fulfilling the mitzvah? Again, assuming after the last Kazayas. Yes or no? If the answer is yes, which I would like to say, it's wonderful. We all fulfill the mitzvah, even those who were burning the Chometz earlier and selling the last Kazayas of Chometz. Some Achronim say no. The only time the Rosh said it is according to Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Shimon. But according to the Rabbanan, not necessarily. According to Rabbanan, the Rosh might agree that you have to have Tashbisu Min Ha'olam. Tashbisu Min Ha'olam. Tashbisu Min Ha'olam. Fine. I just don't have time to go into the details right now. But I'm suggesting that that's only true, even if that's true, Li'achas Mani Suro. Tashbisu must be Min Ha'olam. But Kodem's Mani Suro, which is when we sell the Chametz. We sell the Chametz Erev Pesach in the morning. Perhaps even the Achronim who claim that the Rosh had only come to Rabbi Shimon, in contrast to the Rabbanon after 12 o'clock, would be moder that if you sell the Chametz on Erev Pesach before 11 o'clock, which is what we do, it might be a fulfillment of Tashbis of Sumer Batechem, Halacha Lamaisa, it could be fulfilled. Huh? It's an open question. Now, Rabosai, just two more things, very, very brief. One is some of the details of the mitzvah of Sreik. How do you do it? So we have here, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman had this question, how do you fulfill Sreik? But the minute you reach the point of Chercho Konos Mano, so we say it's Mutal Nocha Bano Lachas Mano, even though it's still edible, so even though presumably it reaches a state of that state before Pesach, so then the question becomes, when is Nasa Mitzvah? Enough in the Tosfos, Rabbi Osai, Chavava Mebeis. Why? Because Chavava Mebeis, Bishla Gabe Gacholin, Tosfos says, presumably, the simple way to read the Tosfos based upon the Rashi over there, Midoraisa, once it becomes Gacholin, it's permissible. The Rabbanon has to be Afer, make it a Chatkila permissible. Okay? So that's when the mitzvah is fulfilled, when it comes to Gacheles or Afer. But before it ever reaches that, it's Cherech HaKodem Zmano, which is already Mutter. So how can you be, how can you fulfill the mitzvah when you're burning something which is mutter di? It's really not chametz anymore. This is Rabbi Shlomo Zalman's question. Mincha Shlomo, end of Simen, Tes Zayin. And we saw teretz from the Sif Chaim, which says like this. The outer layer, which is Nechrach, at that original first minute, is still edible. Like the guys in the Shias will tell you, they have toast and they do a bad job, and the outside peel is mamish crisp. It's still considered to be edible to them. It's not considered nifsa. Not considered nifsa. And when you burn that, right, you're fulfilling the mitzvah of sreifa. Even after you burn it to a crisp mamish, it's still edible. Yeah, but loses the shame ochel. Spoke about that a little bit yesterday. Shame ochel is gone, so it's gone. Of course, it's a question how big are the crumbs that you're burning. So this would have presumably work, he writes, with bigger crumbs and not with teeny, teeny crumbs, because there, the nifsa, before it becomes a coal, and you wouldn't be able to fulfill the mitzvah. So how big are crumbs nowadays? So the Shari Shuvah says it should be less than kazayis. This way, if you're missing one, they have to do a bedikas chametz all over again. All right, so it's this big. It's still we can be eaten agav the outer can be eaten agav the middle, which is not yet burnt. Problem is, if you look around today at many of the fires, nothing is burned. There's so much left inside which isn't burned at all. That is a major problem. So you're supposed to use very, very thin and easily burned chametz. Not don't come in with bagels, Rav Osa. Don't come with bagels. So it's a big problem. Interesting, Rav Sternberg makes a big deal out of this, make sure everything gets burned to the last minute, and he thinks it should really be burned to ashes. I Tosu said it's enough with the raisa that's burnt to Gecholim, which is a coal. That's only by stop other Yisurena, as Tosu and Rambam write. Now when it comes to Chometz, so no, so it's a mitzvah srefa, should actually be burned to ashes, lichat chila. Tosu and other Chometz to burn it in your own backyard, because it's the Ramban, it's not people take them otherwise, which we said the meaning is it's not that way. It's not that way. It's only a chumah to begin with. But he does say there, you have to burn your last kazayis. I like that. That's what I thought intuitively. Although the Taz seems to disagree. He said you have to burn, he says, therefore, after you sell. You sold everything. And some people write the 10 crumbs in the chum in the shtar. Don't do that to make things worse. So what I do is I hold the 10 crumbs out and say, this I'm not selling to you. The other crumbs that other people have, we had a problem with Brera, they don't know about it yet. So we said at the end of the day, no, I take it, the exception, John, is my 10 crumbs in this bag, and the 10 crumbs of all those people who are representing me, and they have in their bags. And people should be told to hold on to 10 crumbs, because the guy's working with 10 bags. I don't know what to do with these people, and they make major problems for me. We should really try to limit what we plan to burn. Interestingly, there are Sternbach, right? The crumbs should be dafka akazayas. Less kazayas is no good, because you have to want to burn a kazayas. And then he gives you a letter, okay, the bag is enough. If it's in the bag and together it's a kazayas, so that would work according to the Shita of, even according to his particular opinion. The last thing to discuss, just for 2 minutes, is just two very, very, very briefly. We mentioned a few times already today, is a fight, is it Bali Roa on Erev Yom Tov? Rashi says yes. Rambam seems to say yes too. How can it be that the foolish apostle Shivas Yamim, of a foolish apostle? This is the question the Ravid asks, Paragimel Haches, against the Rambam. I'm a foolish apostle. What's going on over here? What's it all about? Right? Fine. So, the answer is that there has to be a limud of some sort. A limud of some sort. What does that mean? That there is a drasha, a mechilta. As the Yerushalmi, that Rabbeinu Peretz quotes in Avchav Ches, according to Rabbi Akiva, Tashpisu l'bayiro hukshu ze lo ze. Eizu ha-shpasa she'enu l'bayiro v'ayimotzei, sreifu. You see that they're connected. Same way as Tashpisu begins, Erev Pesach at Chatzos, Sotu l'bayiro v'shem hekesh begins, Erev Pesach at Chatzos. That's what I'm saying. Bayiro is derived from Tashbisu. Seems the only way out. There are other issues I just don't have enough time to talk about. And finally, the very last thing, the Gemara of Dalet and Beis that we spoke about at some length, just to give just a one word on it, on Dalet and Beis, the word Minola. That one word, Minola. What does it mean, Minola? What does Minola mean? There's a Ksav Yad of Rashi, which is found on the side. Minolam, Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, Mapet Tame, Beperikol Shah, Losoch Alol of Chometz. Rav Yehudah, and the Maran quote is from Rashi. That's the gears that Rashi had. And they ask a very serious question. That's talking about Yisra Achila. We're talking about Yisra of Tashbisu. So they give various answers. My best answer is that Rashi learns Minolam refers to Yisra Achila too. Who said so? The Ramban. Ramban says of a perish. Of course, Ramban says that Tashbisu, it relates to Achila, because he also gets the Malamor and the Chashposa Gedolim Mizu. And both say, I don't like to go late, I'm sorry for the 5 minutes we went over. Obviously, it's a very brief Chazara, but it gives us a flavor of, not a flavor of Chometz, but a flavor of all the halachas of Chometz. I can go have a lunch and enjoy the flavor of Chometz now.